I shall never be able to recite my speech, she said. Marjam gave her opinion while she emptied a glass of liqueur that happened to be standing on a table. The ghost must have had something to do with it. The truth is that no one ever knew how Joseph Fouquet met his death. The verdict at the inquest was natural suicide. In his memoirs of a manager, Monsieur Moncharmin, one of the joint managers who succeeded Messieurs Debienne and Poligny, describes the incident as follows. A grievous accident spoiled the little party which Messieurs Debienne and Poligny gave to celebrate their retirement. I was in the manager's office when Mercier, the acting manager, suddenly came darting in. He seemed half mad and told me that the body of a scene shifter had been found hanging in the third cellar under the stage, between a farmhouse and a scene from the Bois de l'Or. I shouted, "Come and cut him down!" By the time I had rushed down the staircase and the Jacob's ladder, the man was no longer hanging from his rope. So this is an event which Monsieur Moncharmin thinks natural. A man hangs at the end of a rope, they go to cut him down, the rope has disappeared. Oh, Monsieur Moncharmin found a very simple explanation. Listen to him. It was just after the ballet, and leaders and dancing girls lost no time in taking their precautions against the evil eye. There you are. Picture the corps de ballet scuttling down the Jacob's ladder and dividing the suicide's rope among themselves in less time than it takes to write. When, on the other hand, I think of the exact spot where the body was discovered, the third cellar underneath the stage, I imagine that somebody must have been interested in seeing that the rope disappeared after it had effected its purpose, and time will show if I am wrong. The horrid news soon spread all over the opera, where Joseph Fouquet was very popular. The dressing rooms emptied, and the ballet girls, crowding around Sorelli like timid sheep around their shepherdess, made for the foyer through the ill-lit passages and staircases, trotting as fast as their little pink legs could carry them.